is Jean-Michel Cousteau.
Hey, Jean-Michel. This is Jason Fraley at WTOP in Washington. Thanks so much for joining us.
You're very welcome.
First of all, tell us a little about the movie, and then tell us how you got recruited to take part in the Environmental Film Fest.
Well, I've had the privilege of working for a very, very long time with the National Marine Sanctuary System, which is part of NOAA. And, of course, we want to protect as much of the ocean as we can. And Dan Basta invited me about a year ago, or a little more, to go to an island which is called Swains. And it is 200 miles north of American Samoa in the Pacific. So I had never been there. I didn't know what Swains was. I was very intrigued. I like to go to a new place every time I have an opportunity. And so we went there, and my colleague, Jim Norton, is coming also for the showing of the Swains, which we call one of the last jewels of the planet. It's an island which traditionally has been used by local people, and the owners have agreed to have the island surrounded by the National Marine Sanctuary System, which at the time when they did it, which was a few months ago, made that part of the United States ocean controlled the largest marine protected area in the U.S.
Ah, okay.
So it was very exciting to be part of this. We were invited when we finished the film. I did a one-hour special with Jim Norton, who is going to be there. He's already in town. And we presented it to a film festival in Florida. We got an award. We presented it in Santa Barbara. We presented it just recently. And we are presenting it here in Washington, D.C. We are extremely honored to be able to share this with the public as much as possible. It will end up being on television. I don't know where and when, but that's why we are here. At the same time, we're showing our latest production, which is a IMAX 3D theater called Secret Oceans 3D. The IMAX 3D Secret Ocean has been retained here for 2 years.
Oh, that's fantastic.
We're very, very excited that in the capital of the United States, they're going to show it for so long.
Absolutely. Had you ever shot on IMAX before?
No, I have not. I'm extremely excited. I've presented other IMAX shows, but not as a participant, a director, and a, how can I say, one of the subjects that you will see underwater with my colleague of 17 years, who is a marine sanctuary and is working for Ocean Future Society, which I created to honor my father's philosophy after he passed away.
Now, your father, Jacques Cousteau, is one of the most legendary, the legendary, really, underwater documentary filmmakers ever. I mean, for a while, I think until Fahrenheit 9/11 came out, I think he was the only person to win a Palme d'Or for documentary at Cannes. Was his career, is that how you got into it as a kid? Did you grow up, you know, admiring his work and say, I'm going to do that one day?
Well, you know, when I was a little kid, a few years old, he co-invented the regulator, which allowed humans freely to go swimming, diving underwater without being connected to the surface. And when I was 7 years old, my brother was 4 and a half, my father put a tank on my back, a tank on the back of my brother and my mother, and we were scuba diving every weekend in south of France. And I've never stopped diving for the last 69 years.
That's fantastic. You got bit by the bug early, and you've never let up.
That's right. That's right.
What is it about the ocean that just keeps you coming back? What is it, just the mystery of it? It's almost like the mystery and expanse of outer space, but right here on our planet with so much left to be explored.
We know nothing. We've explored maybe 5% of the coastline.
That's wild.
Shallow waters.
That's unbelievable.
We discover new species all the time. The scientific community is very much engaged. And I'm like a kid because I'm going to be able to go down to 1,000 feet in 5 minutes, spend 10 hours down there exploring. I have a propulsion system. I have high-definition cameras. I have LED lights on my tummy. And in 5 minutes, I'm back up.
What is this for? Why are you going down?
Called the exosuit. It is for exploration. And going where I couldn't go up to now, you know, for 69 years, I've been limited to, let's say, a maximum of 2 to 250 feet. And you spend a few minutes, and then you have to come back, decompress, takes time. Well, now I don't have to do any of that, and I can spend 10 hours down there at 1,000 feet.
That's fantastic. What's next on the horizon for you in terms of a filmmaker? Do you have any other projects coming up?
Yes, I want to do a 85 to 90 minute 3D all 2D documentary out of all the footage that we have been shooting that can be shown in any theaters, and then I'm working on a new concept, and hopefully we'll find the financing for the IMAX 3D I want to do in the Sea of Cortez in Mexico.
Uh-huh. Nice. What's that one going to be about?
It's going to be about the link between the land and the ocean, which is the mangroves. Without the mangroves, millions of species would disappear, and without the mangroves, millions of people would have to move away from the coastline when you have a storm like what happened in Florida, like just happened in the middle of the Pacific or in the Philippines, or what happened in New York City or Manhattan a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. That sounds like a cool idea. It's got to be crazy being the son of such a legendary father, but I mean, you're an award-winning filmmaker in your own right. How does your style differ from your dad's, or are there any similarities too as a filmmaker?
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of similarities. I've learned a lot from him. I've learned a lot from his colleagues. The technology has changed immensely. I remember when he was filming in 8 millimeters, and then in 16 millimeters, and in 35 millimeters. Today, that's unthinkable. You speak to young people, they don't even know what I'm talking about.
Could he have imagined shooting in IMAX?
No, he has no idea. He has absolutely no idea. And the technology that is available now, where we have, and these are prototypes, by the way, which allow us to film in microscopic the behavior of creatures that I've been swimming over, but I don't have a chance to observe them because we can film them in slow motion. We can focus on them. We can also have a diver look at it, and then you put that on a 100-foot screen, and you can see what normally we never see when we go swimming there.
That's incredible. Hey, that's the magic of movie making, absolutely. Well, Mr. Cousteau, thanks so much for taking time to join us on WTOP. If people can't come out when the film's on the festival circuit, definitely catch it in 3D IMAX when it's here in Washington at the Smithsonian. So we really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
You're very kind. I hope that the public will be as excited as I've seen the public when I presented it in Texas not long ago.